no tax.
A plot to blow up the Eiffel Tower might have been stopped. Well, we know it was stopped, but now this is the second credible threat, so somebody's trying to pull the tower out of the sky. Closer to home, President Obama talks about his Christianity and also slams Fox News as flat-out destructive. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. As you can tell, we zig and zag all over the place. We like it that way. Water cooler buzz, baby, on the overnight highway. You can be a part of it. You can throw me some suggestions. I was going to say we're a lifeline. To AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Don't go to .com. It's a much different kind of America Tonight than the one we're offering here. And you can also dial the digits. 800-259-5791. I'll say it again. 800-259-5791. So who wants to ride on the coattails of the president whose approval rating is in the 40s, 44%, give or take maybe a point or two? There are a few people that want to ride on those coattails, including a man from Wisconsin that you know as Senator Russ Feingold. The crowd was fired up, and Obama was ready to talk about the other side. Here's what he offered up. Take a listen.
If the other side does win, they will spend the next 2 years fighting for the very same policies that led to this recession in the first place.
All right, I think, if anything, we're going to see a lot of blocking going on. This is what's going to happen. If the 10 seats that are needed, pretty much the 10 seats in the Senate, and if you get the 40 or so that you need in the House, he's right in one sense. There's not going to, because really there's not going to be anything that's going to get through. It's going to be a flat-out dam, I think, in the process, proving the point about the taxes. And there may be some reversals. What's going to happen with health care reform? There'll be a push maybe for repealing it. It's going to be interesting the day after November 2nd. I mean, November 2nd, it's all about, I think, the numbers and people turning out. But I can't wait because we're on the air, too. How sweet is that? I can't wait to see the numbers trickle in to find out how all of you voted and how many of you actually went out and took the time to vote. I mean, to me, the crying shame of this whole thing in this country is the fact that we don't live in a banana republic. We don't live somewhere where they put a machete at our throat and force us to vote a certain way. Or we have to turn our heads while the ballot box is being stuffed, and if we tell anyone, they'll cut that head off. Because really, it happens all over the place. Talk to the people in Mexico about the PRI and the PANistas. Or talk to other people who don't even have a vote in the dictatorship that they're living in. It's a crying shame that it's almost not mandatory to vote. I mean, here's what I think should happen. It should be a national holiday, Election Day. Make it a holiday. Call it a Saturday so that people who are working can go. You don't have to juggle babysitters or after school or what do we do? And because yeah, people are really stretched. You don't have the grandma, the aunt, the great aunt, the brother-in-law. Not a lot of people have that take a village thing around them because so many people live far away from their families. So you get my point. The point is, people are stretched so thin that they're having a built-in excuse or building an excuse as to why they can't vote. And plus, there's that old thing about, well, it doesn't matter how I vote because it's inevitable. But that's not true. If more people stopped whining and they went to the polls, you would see a big, big difference. So the Fox News part of what Obama said as he slammed that organization, here's what he said. He said just what I mentioned before, destructive. That was the word he used. He said their point of view is undeniable. He made these comments in a Rolling Stone article that where he said Fox was absolutely off, pretty much off the rails. And the golden age of objective press was a narrow span of time in our history. And Fox is part of the tradition that has a very clear, undeniable point of view. He says it's a point of view that I disagree with. It's a point of view that I think is ultimately destructive for long-term growth of a country that has a vibrant middle class and is competitive in the world. And he said Fox is a winner on the bottom line because as an economic enterprise, it's been wildly successful. I don't get this. And, of course, I'm not asking questions. I wasn't the journalist on this. And was he kind of set up for what the answer would be? Well, he's a politician, so he's smarter than to step into a trap, you would think. I just don't get, I mean, it's not that I'm protecting Fox News. I don't care about that. But I don't care if you were saying CNN or MSNBC or whoever it was. But who cares? Why does the president care about Fox News? I don't get it. I would think of any of the media folks as just something you deal with and they're conduits, I guess, for whatever it is that you're speaking about. But if they're going to attack you or praise you, because he certainly gets a lot of praise, I wouldn't even go there. And that's why I don't get the people around Obama, which is why I think it's a failed administration or ineffective. Because why are you bothering with this? You know, Bush, for everything you could say about Bush, or even go back to Clinton, too, they definitely, I'm sure, hated people in the media that wrote nasty editorials about them or criticized their policies or they felt were headhunting for them or felt that they had a certain agenda. But, boy, it was rarely exposed that I can remember. One time with Bush, he was caught with a mic that was left on, that's it, and he said, the effer New York Times reporter or something. But that was it, and that was an off and a comment that shouldn't have been captured that was because of a microphone that was left on. So I'm sure they're human. I'm sure all these presidents have thoughts about the people who cover them day in and day out. But who cares? I would say to Obama, focus on the real stuff. If you're pushing peace in the Middle East, for goodness sake, man, just focus on that if that's what you're talking about. Live in the now. You know, people are always preaching that. Forget about what's being said. It makes no sense to me, which is why this president so far has disappointed a lot of people on the left who voted for him, a lot of people in the middle, and certainly people on the right who didn't want Obama in the first place. This is the I told you so kind of crowd. They're finding that their comments were justified. And, you know, does he turn this around? Well, that's why David Axelrod is going to leave the administration so he can spend a year trying to figure out how to get Obama elected. What do you think? Is it worth it? Do you care if the president likes Fox News, hates it, thinks it's destructive? Does it really matter that much to you? Throw in your two on this, 800-259-5791. Of course, that's not all we're going to talk about here on America Tonight. We're going to tell you about that Eiffel Tower thing, which is crazy. We're also going to tell you more about the races across the U.S., what's happening in some of the polls and some of the tighter races, some that are starting to really split off. We'll do that, too. And what about those Mideast talks? Are they going to be saved? It was inevitable that this was going to go down the drain, wasn't it? Stay with us.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, It's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of tees. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetee.com. That's getthetee.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tee.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 Capsule Bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Listening to us in Connecticut asked me the other day in an email, what did I think about Rahm Emanuel jumping out of the fire of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and heading back to Chicago to run for mayor? What did I think would happen? Well, the first thing is he going to be embraced by the people of Chicago again? I mean, he's from there. He's a longtime politician. He was the congressman. We know that. Mayor Daley is not seeking re-election, so that's why he had this opportunity. And now leaving Obama and jumping in a different life raft, one of the things that he's going to have to do is he's going to have to convince the people in the Windy City that he's not all about the Beltway. He's not all about Washington. Because, listen, the people there, not for nothing, only care about what's happening in Chicago just like any of us would. If you're representing us in Congress, that's one thing. If you're on the national stage, part of the White House, that's another thing. But now if you're back home in politics, being the mayor is a lot different. And it has to be about the organizations, about the violence that's happening there. All of that stuff has to be where the focus is. So Emmanuel's been really a guy that's on the national stage, but what's in it for the people locally if they elect him? And what is he going to do? What is he going to care about? And I'm going to say that people in Chicago don't like the Washington politician as much, that they'd rather have that that abrasive City Hall kind of guy, I guess. So I'm going to say it might not be so easy for him. The answer to the question, it might not be so easy for him to slide back into Chicago. Like, he can't do the Hillary Clinton thing. Remember she did that where she was from Chicago and had the Cubs hat on, but then she switched and put the Yankees hat on. So now if he's going to claim that he's a huge Bears fan, walk around with the Cubs hat on his head, I don't know that it's going to work for him. How many people are in his pocket that he can count on to help him get elected? I mean, that's the other question, because that's how it rolls in Chicago. Kevin is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Kate. Thanks for taking my call. I surely appreciate it. About your last interview segment with the gentleman you had on concerning witchcraft, I was very sorely disappointed in your choice of guests. And I understand the network and all being a Christian-based network and such, but I am a Wiccan.
Right.
And I'm also a vet of the United States Army.
Right.
And it disappoints me that when you talked about just finding out about the
on the
that naval base.
Yeah.
The naval base giving or letting Wiccans and witches the right to practice on base.
Right.
There was a sergeant in the Montana National Guard years back, or during the first part of this last Gulf War, who had, his widow had to file a class action lawsuit against the Veterans Administration just to allow him to have his symbol of religious belief placed on his headstone and his marker.
Well, let me ask you this then. Tell us, okay, so what do we not know that of the stereotype of a witch? I mean, let's face it, if my nephew says he wants to be a Wiccan, he's going to raise our eyebrows. You know that, Kevin, for sure he is.
Okay, I understand that.
Because you understand that people are thinking rituals and satanic stuff. So what would you say to that, that's different than what we know? So we have a stereotype. So what really goes on that we don't know?
Okay, well, for one, we the gatherings of witches and Wiccans are not cults. They are covens. Okay. And that's only in groups. There are ones like myself who are solitary. We practice by ourselves. Okay. We do not worship Satan. No way. The Church of Satan has absolutely nothing to do with witchcraft or Wiccan, anything like that. Anybody who's involved with Anton LaFey is not a witch or a Wiccan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We are an earth-based religion.
He said that. T.L.
Yeah,
said that. He talked about that.
He did say that. And witches, per se, are not dietically inclined, whereas Wiccans believe in a creator and the male and female aspect of our creator. Therefore, we will have a male patron and a female patron, usually based upon quote unquote mythology. Say your male patron may be Zeus, your female patron may be Hera of that like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're an Egyptian based Wiccan, it may be Ra and Isis, or Osiris and Isis. You can have multiple patrons of male and female.
So Wiccans, what's the Wiccan view? I mean, I guess you're really explaining this, because we talked about this, the views of divinity. The views on theology, I think, are pretty varied, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. There are Christian Wiccans. There are, which is hard for most Christians to really, you know, soak in without screaming and shouting and saying heresy, heresy, heresy. Where they said we have our own, or your guest said we have our own, the groups have their own specific rules. Well, we have what's called the Wiccan Rede, R-E-D-E, which is basically like the Ten Commandments, and it's boiled down into one simple thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me, I know what you're talking about. You're explaining it, and that's fair, and then I wanted you to do that. So you know that you're going to be the butt of jokes for sure. I mean, you say, well, what I think of a witch is you wear a witch's hat, whatever. And you know that that's what happened with Christine O'Donnell when she said that. When she said, yeah, I dabbled in witchcraft, that people were taken aback by that. And that's what I said to him. Tell me what the deal is with witchcraft or Wiccans or different cults and all that other kind of stuff mixed into one. And you heard me say that I had no idea. I didn't know that they were... that the Wiccans were practicing on bases, and you just said that too.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, the Department of Defense actually only recognizes 7 of the various Wiccan sects, mm-hmm. different styles of Wicca. I can't come up with an approximate number for you, but it's more than 7.
Well, let me ask you this, because you're calling us from Texas, and we know Texas, there's a million stereotypes about the land of Bubba's and everything else. I can't imagine, and where you are in Texas, is that embraced? Is it embraced to say if you're hanging out, you can say, hey, I'm a Wiccan, I'm not a Baptist, I'm not a Methodist, I'm not a Mormon, I'm not a Catholic, and you don't get any blowback on that?
Well, I do. I mean, surely I do. I mean, it's, you know, anywhere you go in the U.S. or in the world for that matter, you know, people of different religions are going to look down or look differently upon someone of another religion. It's, you know, it's human nature. It's the religious nature of people. I don't look down upon Christians just for being Christian. I look down on people for their actions, which is what separates us a lot from other religions. You'll hear people say, damn you, you're a bad person, this, that, and the other. No, we don't believe that. We believe that the person's actions are bad. In a more general connotation.
Yeah.
Not that the person themselves are evil. They may do evil things, but inherently there is good in all people. It's up to all of us, whether we be Wiccan, Christian, Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, whatever, mm-hmm. to bring the good side out of that person and to show them their actions are wrong.
Kevin, fair enough. And I gave you a chance to come on and talk about that. So thanks for calling us and letting us know. Kevin didn't like the last guest and said it was kind of unfair about what we were talking about, the whole Wiccan thing, which was part of what the deal is with Christine O'Donnell and how much it was going to hurt her by making those comments. I still think, and Kevin knows that, people don't accept the whole Wiccan thing.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
So what politician has worse approval ratings than Barack Obama, our president? Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's in the 30s. He's like 31, the governor of California. I mean, California is practically sliding into the Pacific Ocean. All the IOUs out there, all the problems they're having with their budget and having to furlough employees. And now they've got this crazy record high heat of 113 degrees, and they were baking on Tuesday, too, the same thing, 113, 112, and some places a little bit cooler, but I heard it was like they were giving away snow cones on the beach and in Malibu and Huntington Beach. Of course, Malibu, there's one main area that you can go to, the rest you can't even get to because they're the celebrities' homes and it's really broken out. There's no way to get down there. But the temperature's obviously very, very high. All right, as usual, we're talking about a lot of different things here on America Tonight. You can throw in your two at 800-259-5791. Brian's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. I just want to comment on something that I heard last night in the mailbag. Wasn't able to get through last night.
Uh-huh.
Has to do with the guy that said that he is a small business owner.
Uh-huh.
I do seriously believe that with the way this country is going, because me as a small business owner myself, that I'm just trying to get up and moving, they want us to have to file 1099s on every vendor that we spend over $600 with in a year, that's going to put so much red tape and paperwork on us and that we're basically not going to mess with it. And then you're going to have the economy in a worse mess than we're already at because the small business owners that are trying to jump through all this red tape they're throwing at us just do not want to have to deal with it. anymore, and we're what employs the bulk of the people in this country next to the big box stores.
No, I agree with you. The whole 1099 thing of over 600 is ridiculous, and it's going to end up cutting out some people, and who knows what's going to happen to the price of whatever it is, XYZ, if you're getting pamphlets made or whatever it is that you're getting, because a lot of times you spend more than 600, even for somebody to manage a website in a whole entire year. I think it's a disaster, and the IRS is hiring these new agents also coming up because, Brian, as you know, with the health care changes, they're going to start looking for people who don't get health care eventually and go after them, because then they're going to have to pay on the taxes for not getting it. And I think we're going to see more red tape than you could wrap a mummy in, and it's scary.
And it's to the point where, just so that way I don't see a curveball coming in the middle of the year, I've had to invest in new software just so that way I can keep the records that much cleaner, so that way I don't have to worry about getting a surprise in the middle of the year and me, oh, crap, where in the heck all that paperwork go?
Right.
It's and to the point where small businesses can't do it much longer.
Yeah, I agree. And so now this, what just was enacted, the small business loans, I think this is going to kill a lot of people. See, it's the reverse of what you think it's going to be. It's not, it's like the, you open the box, but the Jack in the Box is laughing in your face versus, oh, wow, we've gotten this gift and this is really going to help us. We see what's going on with the banks, because now they're going to get money that they can lend in some of these small community banks, but they're saying they don't want it because the businesses don't want it, because they don't want the responsibility of tagged of having to pay it back. And with really these strict guidelines, they don't want to get into problems with it. So all the way around, I'm not so sure how this whole small business owner is going to survive in the current economy. Brian, thanks for throwing in your two. We appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too, Kate.
Mark is listening to us in the great state of New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I want to make a couple topics, but you know how I always jump around, but I'm just livid. Very quickly, the shooting at the University of Texas.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw it happening, the fact that he didn't kill anybody, he killed himself, I didn't have to listen to any other talk shows. They said, man, this is a false flag. This is a setup. Something's going on here. As you know, that John Locke, the author of More Guns, Less Crime, he was supposed to be speaking at that university in as a proponent of concealed carry for students. Now, if anything, this shooter just made the point that the concealed carry people, the students, should be able to arm themselves to stop a maniac like this. But as soon as I saw this, I said, he didn't kill himself. I'm like, this is nuts. They're going to try to push some anti-gun legislation in this country, and they're setting people up to do this. And it's not a conspiracy. I'm not nuts, but I'm like, and then they're gloating that he wasn't able to give his speech tonight. But this shooter just made the point that people have to be able to defend themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you, by the way, that you should be able to defend yourselves. You know that they have conceal and carry in Texas, and it ain't happening in Texas. Trust me.
Right.
They will have to pull guns out of the cold, dead hands of a lot of people here if that's the case.
And that really, I just wanted to say that because you know I'm a big pro self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two other stories, and I'll make this quick. I can't wait any longer. This is from yesterday's New York Post, and I just want to ask the people out there, the moderate Muslims. There's a woman named Molly Norris, okay? She was a cartoonist for the Seattle Weekly.
Yeah.
She has gone into witness protection because what happened was last April, that when the Muslims groups threatened the creatives of South Park for having depicted Muhammad in the two episodes of the network show, that she said this is what her idea was. And I'm reading here. I know reading is bad for radio, but hear me out. Her idea was if everyone were to draw Muhammad, then Muslim terrorists couldn't kill them all. So she called for a, quote, every day draw Muhammad Day, end quote. So Muslim extremists threatened to kill this woman, so that the FBI got in touch with her. At the strong urging of the FBI, she was obliged to move, change her name, and wipe out her identity in order to survive.
Oh, yeah, Mark, we've talked about this on America Tonight. I went through that whole thing. You're absolutely right. And they blew it up in the Post. You're right.
And I'm looking at it, and I didn't see nothing on CNN, nothing on Fox News. This is a woman's gone, you know, we heard everything about the pastor wanting to burn the Koran, and the president and Petraeus and everybody on down said, you know, Gates, you shouldn't do this for the sensibilities. This woman just wants, look, I'll draw a Muhammad cartoon, it's not the point. The point is, she's gone, Kate. She's gone on the cover because they're so afraid of extremists in this country.
I know. I think it's outrageous. I featured it last week, 2 weeks ago on America Tonight. I talked about it, and I talked about poor Molly and said how she was an up-and-coming cartoonist. It's not like she's loaded with a bunch of money. The FBI is not paying for witness protection for her. She has to pay out of her own pocket. She's gone. She's like MIA, and because they warned her, if you don't, you know, you're going to have your head chopped off, or you're going to find that you're going to be shot. They were that concerned about it. How frightening is it that somebody is doing a satirical thing at a small paper in Seattle, and she has to go into hiding?
I mean, I have stacks of papers over here from the New York Post, the New York Times, USA Today, things I want to talk about. I look at this, it's on the page, it's on the I'm like, this, are we living in Saudi Arabia? And like they say in the Post here, but I say to your listeners, where are the First Amendment purists? For God's sake, where are these people? And now, I mean, are we in Saudi Arabia? And I'm just so, I want to pull my freaking hair out. I want to start swearing.
I know. Mark, it is so frustrating. Thanks for the call. I totally agree with you. I think it's outrageous, and there isn't many people talking about it. Hardly at all. I don't understand. Maybe for fear that something happens to them. I don't get it. Let's move on to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, it's always an honor to follow Mark on your fantastic show. You know, lately the Obama administration has been saying that the GOP is obstructionist, and all they want to do is say no, 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 right? Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what happens when you lose the House? When you lose the House, guess what you become? You become an obstructionist. And that's what's going to happen to Obama and his folks, because all the bills originate where?
Yeah, they originate with the chambers. Yeah, you got to have the House.
They start out in the House. So now, once the Republicans take the House, they're going to start, you know, sending up legislation. And guess what? The Democrats are the ones that are going to have to say no, no, no. They're going to have to filibuster. And they're the ones that are going to be called the obstructionists. So, no pun intended, but Obama better stop calling the kettle black, you know, because
yeah,
that's exactly what's going to happen. And another thing that the House does is impeachment.
Right.
Right. And, you know, so they're going to start looking into all these little things with Acorn and all this funding the Democratic political machine through you know, dubious little enterprises that they've been coming up with, and all these you know, $1 trillion deals. Oh man, it's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be interesting because it'll be a full frontal assault. And if it was yours in the first place and you let it slip away, you know, that's like gold. When you're the president and you've got both chambers, that's huge. But now we see how it's been squandered away.
I tell you what, I don't know what they're going to call it. But I think the Democratic Party is having a rebellion, too.
Yeah.
They're not calling it anything, but they're going to stay home because, you know, the gays, they thought that Obama was going to be their man or their gay man or whatever. But, you know, he couldn't even get the don't pass, don't tell thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell should have been a layup for him, because that was one of the things he ran on. You're absolutely right. And now he's upset a lot of people because that hasn't gone through. There are a lot of progressives who are furious that, as you mentioned, Tomas, really what he was running on hasn't happened. The legislation didn't go through. Even health care across the board, what was expected, didn't go far enough for many, many people who thought that's what they were going to get, that it was going to be delivered. It's just a freebie. It's going to be Canada. It's going to be England all over again. And that's still not what it is. Even though we don't like it, there's still some things that are nothing like theirs. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Ah, kick in the head. There's a lot of directions we could take that one, couldn't we? Quick reminder, don't forget about Nail the Score. Nail the Score coming your way on Thursdays. It's so fun. I don't care if you like football, love football, think you know everything about football, whatever. It doesn't matter. The way we roll the game out, randomly, the game of the week is picked by our computers. The mothership has the most awesome, super bad computer that I've ever seen. And we roll the sucker out. Sometimes it takes four or five of the sales guys, actually, to help the rest of the technical folks push it in place. And then we let it rip, and ultimately a game is chosen. You call in, tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Nobody is correctly from the audience nailed the score. If you do nail the score and you become the first, you get massive bragging rights, because it's always cool to be the first. Plus, you get massive prizes. You gotta love that. Who doesn't want free things in this economy? And it's good free things. You can go and eat, you can go watch some movies, you'll dig it. I don't want to say what's in the whole prize pack, because then that gives it away, and that's no fun. I kind of like surprises, and you'll like it too. I mentioned this the other night, but it's worth saying again. Dan in Texas, Rick in Illinois, Debbie in Kentucky, Trey Davis, all of you are getting a copy of the Dallas Cowboys 50th anniversary book, and it's on the way. Our prize department has mailed out all of those books, so you should be getting them shortly. Of course, coming from the satellite facility in Texas, it is kind of like the Pony Express. So don't expect it that it's going to be overnighted, because it's a thick book, too. It's a coffee table kind of book with pictures and whatnot. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. I love it when somebody calls me mistress, I have to say. I don't like ma'am. I don't know, any women listening to us, there's something about the ma'am thing. I know it's polite and love my southern guys, but ooh, I don't, the ma'am thing. It's like when I turned 21, they're calling me ma'am. I'm like, wow, that's not a good sign. So let's move on to the mailbag. This is from Mary Malara. I think I'm saying that correctly. Sorry if I butchered your last name. Hi, Kate. Love your show. Listen in Stamford, Connecticut. Woohoo! Stamford, Connecticut. Stone's throw away from New York. Just a thought about my views of your views. You stated that Michael Vick should not be playing the sport they were employed in before they were arrested. I get it ethically, but then shouldn't every politician, every celebrity, everybody not be allowed to continue their lives after they've done their time, if you follow that train of thought? Martha Stewart, Wall Street flunkies, that crackhead mayor, Marion Barry from D.C. So many losers have bounced back and been greeted with open arms. It makes me sick, but it's the way it is. Also, where can I find the current game for Nail the Score contest every week? Thanks for the info and all the best to you. Thank you, Mary. That's a nice note. We don't tell you ahead of time. So I say it on the air. It's in our Friday morning deal, Thursday night. It's like Thursday night for most of us, but we'll call it Friday morning in the early hours, in the third hour of the show. And we roll it out in our second segment, and then that's when you call and you can guess, you know, the score. Or you can just send us an email, because I know a lot of people don't want to call. They're tied up at work or they're exhausted and they have their computer flipped open. And that's cool. That works, too. So that's, we don't give you the game ahead of time to analyze it or whatever. It's just an on-the-fly kind of thing. And to the point of it makes me sick the way we welcome people back with open arms. See, this is the thing. We are a forgiving nation, and you do have to forgive at some point, right? And comparing, it depends on the offenses that we're talking about as to whether we embrace the people again or not, and everybody's has an individual way of thinking about that. Like Martha Stewart. I mean, I think Martha Stewart was really a crazy example that was made of her. I don't get why they went after her so hot and heavy anyway. And I think it was because her lawyers gave her some bad advice and told her, you know, not to apologize. I think if she had said, you know what, I screwed up. My boy, he told me something about the stock. He said, sell it. I did. I didn't even, whoops. It's, you know, insider information, whatever. And I think that they just took her down. There was better people that they could have gone after hard and heavy that were far more offensive than Martha Stewart's crazy little stock thing that she made hardly any money on. That's why it was such a blunder on her part. The crackhead mayor from D.C., yeah, do you really want him back in politics again? But when someone serves their time, which is what I said, you said that I said they shouldn't be playing the sport they were employed in before they were arrested. I don't think I said that, because I'm getting a lot of flack about Michael Vick, because, hey, I think he was a scumbag for that whole, you know, dog fighting thing. I hate it. It's awful. Innocent creatures. You know, what are you thinking there? I don't get it. But part of it's culturalistic, and he didn't use that as a defense, but that's what I've been told, and that's in doing an investigation to that. I have been able to flush that out, and we know that. And he did do his time. I mean, he did his time, and now he happens to be the quarterback for my team. So that's the scoop there. Now, listen, even Matt Johnson, Matt, would you not embrace Michael Vick if he were to be the quarterback for Minnesota?
I already told you 2 weeks ago that we should sign him up. I said we should trade for him, but now he's playing so good that I think the Eagles are going to get rid of Cobb and not Vic.
Yeah, but the point is, you think he did his time, so you can, I mean, hey, he did his time. What do you want from him?
Exactly. I don't know. The people who get upset about it, it's you serve your time. You did the crime. You serve your time.
Yeah.
He's out. This is the thing. It's when people, after they get back from prison or whatever it is that they are serving their suspension for, you can't take away the man's right to earn a living. And that's what he's doing. He's a football player. He's earning his living.
That's right.
He made a mistake. Now, if he keeps making mistakes, boot him out forever. Him out forever.
Absolutely.
But there's, like, Lawrence Phillips never should have another shot in the NFL.
Brutal.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But there's some people where, okay, he made a giant mistake. He served his time for it. And I'd bring him back.
And that's what I think, Mary, you have to look at, what Matt just said there. He served his time. There are people that have walked away from courthouses that should have been doing time for far worse things, for murdering humans. And I also think, because I hate the whole, especially when you go down the sex road of rapists and pedophiles, it shows the rates are high, the recidivism is high. That would be tough for me to embrace that. Somebody gets out, then they kill a little girl, then they're back in again. I'm sorry, I don't want to see them out again. I don't think they should have been, for a heinous crime, they should have been let loose in the first place. All right, this one is from Dennis McMahon. He says, it's great that Obama is trying to energize the youth vote. Most experts' review shows that votes tend to be conservative and Republican. Most of the younger guys, he's saying, or women. Lots of the younger voters disagree with their liberal parents. Ba-dum-bump. I got you, Dennis. He always writes such interesting emails. All right, this one is from Zachary. Yo, Kate, I got to say I'm really loving the show. You have massive enthusiasm, and I dig the music. We hear that a lot about the music. I got to give credit to Matt Johnson for that and Donovan when he's doing it because they come up with some good music. Or at least they're like DJs. They, like, rotate the music in the right direction, let's just say that. I like it. I like the new stuff, and I like the mixture of the old stuff, too. So thanks for all of those notes. If we didn't get to yours, don't worry. We have many more shows to do, and we certainly will do a mailbag segment. Remember, you can send them to me at americastonight.net. Brandon. Hello, Brandon Phillips. Hello.
Bueller.